Hi, this is Sandy Asper, and welcome to Feet on the Stove. Okay, this is something, a commentary that I wrote for the Daily Poet last year, and it's about teachers and their first day. 6:30 a.m. They packed up their papers, ran back to pick up that one last thing for the bulletin board, and got in their car. They got out of their car again to run into the house and our apartment to grab something to eat. They didn't sleep much. They were up half the night thinking of everything they didn't get done in preparation for the year. They arrive in their classrooms probably an hour early to get organized, add that one last thing to their lesson plan for the day, and check out the seating chart. They take time to wipe off the desks one more time and then run to the restroom, which is usually yards away before the bell rings. The bell rings and they stand at the door greeting each student as they walk through, looking shy, looking questioning, looking excited and happy. The teachers just then start to breathe and feel the apprehension that they have felt for the last week melt away. The year has begun. In this 1 year, they will be frustrated over new programs they will have to learn, probably without the materials they need to teach it. They know that these programs will not help Jake, who wears the same jacket every day and can't make eye contact. Sheila, who has the evidence of cutting herself. Max, who is a bully, and Kyle, who is bullied constantly. In this 1 year, these teachers will spend hours investigating the reasons behind Jake, Max, Sheila, and Kyle's issues. They will call home many times, have conferences with parents, contact psychologists, speech teachers, and sometimes have to call the authorities. In this 1 year, teachers will bring clothes for kids, buy lunches, help families, shelter kids in their classes at lunch, after school, and listen and listen and listen to kids. In this 1 year, teachers will spend hundreds of dollars on materials, hundreds of hours making plans for what they think will be great lessons, and occasionally be disappointed in them, and then turn around and create the greatest learning experience on the spot. In this 1 year, they will follow the new plans for preventing horrifying tragedies. There will be new rules regarding entering school. There will be new plans for protecting students, and these teachers will think every day about what they would do if the warning sounded. What will happen to Will, who just went to the bathroom, or Kate, who had to go to speech and might still be in the hall? They will wonder if they will have time to follow the instructions, and only then will they spend 1 second being concerned. Something might happen and worrying about being brave enough. In this 1 year, teachers will inspire, excite, enliven, stimulate, and enlighten their students. Experts project that robots will take over a third to half the jobs of real people in the next 10 or 20 years. What robots will never be able to do is to create a real teacher.